First question is, what is it like to grow up in a remote community for you?
Well, for me, it was great. Everybody knew each other, and I always felt safe, and it was also fun because there wasn't much places to go, so we had to explore our minds and create new activities. And the community wasn't really big then, so it was like one big playground for us. And we always used to play hide and go seek, and we would use the whole community, and it was always fun. And in the winter time, we didn't have an arena, so we would always go skating down the lake. And everybody used to get involved with that, and it was always good. And we did have a pool hall for a while, but that wasn't that long, and that's where everyone would go and hang out. And we always used to have dances every weekend, and everybody used to get involved in that, and that was always fun.
What do you want to become? Like, what's your...
Well, I would very much like to finish school, and I was younger, I always wanted to become an accountant,
mm-hmm.
and I still want to become an accountant, because
mm-hmm.
I love doing math, and that's something I would really enjoy.
That's your biggest dream? What's your biggest dream?
My biggest dream?
Yeah.
Is for this community to grow and become alcohol and drug free,
mm-hmm.
and have more resources in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to have a job in my community where I can contribute something back to the community that was there for me. And I had a lot of good memories growing up, and I would like my son to have the same.
Fourth question is, who's your greatest role model?
My greatest role model is my late grandpa. He just passed away last month, and he was a hardworking man. He raised 14 children, and he was also a family man who kept the family ties close. And he always loved being around his grandchildren, and he'd always make us do things like jig and square dance, and it was fun. And he always liked junk food.
Fifth question is, what does it mean to you to be an
A? Me?
Yeah.
It means, I respect my background and the tradition and the culture, and I'm happy that the traditional values are passed on to us from my grandparents, and learning how to live off the land. And my Cree language is also part of me.
So you speak Cree fluently?
Not fluently. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still learning, and I only know the basic of it, and I would like my son to learn Cree once he's so young, and I'm trying to teach him what I know.
Mm-hmm. How old is your son?
He's four.
Four.
And they teach him it at school, so
mm-hmm.
he's learning.
So they have a Cree program in school that teaches kids how to speak Cree?
Yeah.
What do you think of the new technology becoming a part of the computer team?
Well, it already is.
Yeah, I know, like I'm saying, like...
I think it's good, people could just do their work at home on their computer, and
mm-hmm.
with the internet access, we could chat with people all over the world, and download music, and shop online. And I think it's good.